Welcome back to America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. Our next stop today is the great state of South Dakota. We're checking in with Kendall DeRushi. She is the president of the Missouri River Corridor Youth Hunt. She's also a game, fish, and parks conservation officer for the state of South Dakota. Kendall, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
So, Kendall, we've got you on the air because you're putting something together that I think is really incredible. Four first-time youth deer hunters are going to get a chance December 10th through the 12th to go on a managed youth deer hunt and camp at Brown's Lodge and Hunting Ranch in Gettysburg, South Dakota. Tell our listeners more about this opportunity and how this all came about.
Yeah, absolutely. So here in Gettysburg, South Dakota, we had some very passionate community members that saw an opportunity in our local area to try to recruit some new hunters and get them into the outdoors. Our whole goal of this youth hunt is to spark passion and interest in hunting and conservation in our future generations. And we didn't want to just stop there. We also want to include their parents. We've had some other youth deer hunts in the state that had the same format as this one, so we wanted to pull it up into the north central part of South Dakota. And it's our first kind in South Dakota up in the north central part. So we're holding that December 10th through the 12th. And we are taking four youth deer hunters, and we have not selected anybody yet, but we are looking for applications at this time.
All right, folks. So this is only open to South Dakota hunters, but if you're tuning in today on KBFS AM 1450 out of Belle Forge, or maybe tuning in to KOTA AM 1380 and FM 100.7 out of Rapid City, and you've got a kid that would be interested in going on a youth deer hunt and going to a youth deer camp to boot, this is a great opportunity. Kendall, why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners what this camp's going to look like from start to finish. If a kid signs up and gets picked, how's this going to pan out?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're looking for some first-time youth hunters that have had no experience deer hunting before. They're about 10 to 15 years old, kind of what our age group is that we're taking applications from. And once selected, the participants would arrive at Brown's Hunting Lodge and Ranch on Friday, December 10th, and the late afternoon evening, we'd be going through a hunt safe class, getting them all prepped on their firearm safety and skills and some survival outdoor skills. Then the next day, we are going to have a registration welcome, and they're going to go to the shooting range and learn some more about firearm safety, and they're going to learn how to sight in a rifle, and you know, some have never shot a rifle, so they'll learn how to shoot a rifle and what to expect. We'll have a grab-and-go lunch, and each youth hunter and parent will be paired up with a knowledgeable guide. We've got a mixture of conservation officers and just some community members that are avid hunters themselves. And each kid and guardian and guide will go out to a setup blind on land that was graciously, I don't even want to say donated, but allowed us to hunt on those properties. So each crew will go out together, and if they're successful that night, so they'll bring their harvest back and they'll learn how to field dress their animal. And we hope to have at least one the first night so we can teach all the kids together when they get back to the ranch how to prepare the game. And then that first night, we hope to have a wild game feed and some games and some different game processing classes that they can take and learn more about. And then if they aren't successful, they'll go back out hunting Sunday morning, and hopefully we can get every kid to have a successful hunt, and then we'll all reconvene and make sure all the deer are taken care of, and then we'll take that to a local butcher processor for those kids, and they will get their deer back after the processor gets it to us.
This sounds absolutely fantastic. I presume we're talking whitetail deer, and I'm guessing we're not just talking bucks, we're probably talking any deer?
Correct. Yep, we are limited to whitetail antlerless deer in South Dakota here for this youth hunt.
All right. Next question. Do the kids who participate in this, do they have to already have a license? Do they have to have already completed a hunter's ed course before applying?
They do not. So we will run them through a hunt safe course and get them at least somewhat hunt safe certified. And the state of South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks will provide the youth deer apprentice licenses for these kids as well.
You know, one of the things, the big challenges we're facing in the hunting community is recruiting this next generation. And I think this is a marvelous way to do this. I understand it's only four hunters this time, but hopefully it's going to be successful. I have no doubt it will. It's going to expand next year. I know something very similar just happened in Washington State a couple of weeks ago. Also a managed youth deer hunt and camp. And I think other states are doing this too. Do you see this as being a trend, a partnership between nonprofits and state agencies to get more kids out in the field, more youth deer camps like this?
Absolutely. You know, we all have passions, and I think in communities, you're going to find those passionate people that really want to see our youth get outdoors and appreciate what we have all had the opportunity to appreciate and be raised with. You know, at these youth hunts, we're not just giving a kid a gun and sending them out on their own. We're pairing them with knowledgeable guides. We're teaching them valuable skills that they need to hunt big game. And, you know, in states, I know some even have waterfowl hunts and pheasant hunts. So, you know, getting these youth members of our communities involved and across our state, and as well as bringing their parent and guardian with them, that just shows the parents and or guardian that they're excited about something and they enjoy it. And hopefully that'll stick and it's not just a one-time activity for them. And hopefully we can recruit and retain some more hunters in the field.
Okay, one last question. I understand the application process is going on right now. What's the deadline to apply, and how do kids get picked, and when will they find out if they're the lucky one that gets to go on this youth deer hunt?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can reach out to us at an email address of mrcyouthhunt@outlook.com, and we'll provide an application. Those are due October 1st. We encourage any kid in the age group or just outside the age group to apply. We have some passionate board members that'll sit down and review the applications and select 4 youth hunters from South Dakota for that. And we should be able to notify them by mid-October so they can make arrangements for December.
Okay, so that email address again, folks, mrcyouthhunts@outlook.com. That's mrcyouthhunts@outlook.com for the Missouri River Corridor Youth Hunt. Again, this is a managed youth deer hunt and camp taking place at Brown's Lodge and Hunting Ranch in Gettysburg, South Dakota, December 10th through the 12th. One last question. Is there any cost for the kids and their parents to attend?
There's absolutely no cost associated with this. So between generous donations for our local community members and Brown's Lodge and Hunting Ranch, as well as fundraising on the board members of the Missouri River Corridor, we have raised enough funds and donations that the kids and parents will eat free, stay free. The only cost to them is to get themselves out to the youth hunt and back home. And we supply all the equipment. So the kids will get to take some loaded packs home with them that includes some different gear you need for hunting. They'll get a gun and they'll get binoculars to borrow for the youth hunt. And they'll be sent home with some awesome new packs filled with things that they need to go on a big game hunt when they get back home.
Boy, oh boy, folks, it doesn't get much better than this if you want to get a kid into deer hunting. Again, if you're tuning in today from our affiliates at KBFS AM 1450 out of Belle Fourche, or KOTA AM 1380 or 100.7 FM out of Rapid City, and you know a kid who wants to get into hunting, this is definitely the opportunity. Again, through the Missouri River Corridor Youth Hunt, the email address again to go to one more time, Kendall.
The email address is mrcyouthhunt@outlook.com, or you can reach out to me on my cell phone number at 605-730-1568.
That's mrcyouthhunt@outlook.com. Again, sign up now for the Missouri River Corridor Youth Hunt if you live in South Dakota and you've got a kid that's interested. And if you live outside of South Dakota, contact your local state DNR or Fish and Game or Fish and Wildlife Agency and see if they would be interested in putting on something similar. I think this is a great idea and a great trend that can get more kids into hunting. Kendall, thanks for what you do, and I hope this is a very successful event.
Thanks for having me.